Hey, Joe.
Another sign of the times. People, as I said earlier, a man contacted. He said he's been on the edge of homelessness. He felt. Your two daughters. What happened?
The first daughter moved out of the house about 5 years ago, Joe, and she got rental accommodation. And then over a period of time, the rent kept going up on her, so she was getting assistance off to pay the rent and all that.
Okay, she's two children, a boy and a girl.
And the boy and the girl and all that. And it started off at around 760, and then it started climbing up, and all of a sudden it arrived at around 1240. So what the story was that we couldn't, she couldn't sustain it. I mean, what she was getting on the dole and everything else, it just wasn't feasible. And we were trying to bail her out as well, but we have our own mortgage to pay and stuff like that. But anyway, we moved her into the house and with the two kids. That was grand. And then my youngest daughter had a child as well. So there's seven of us in the house. And she's on the housing list now, 5 years. And I was always getting on to her to say, have you heard any more about the housing? Would you not give them a ring and, you know, see what's happening? And it was like the medical care thing. Oh, we've not received this bit of paper, or we have this other bit of paper here. We need this bit of paper. You know, it's kind of like, so she eventually got word there a few weeks back that she's now on the housing, and she's number 734, and she's eligible for a house if one comes up in Kilbarrick, and that would be a two bedroom. And I said to her the other day, do you know something? She's like, by the time you get a house in this country, your two kids will be on the housing list. And that's the way it's gone.
So your two daughters with their children have ended up moving back in with you into a three-bedroomed house?
Correct.
So they have a bedroom with each family, so to speak?
Correct. There's three, it's like three families in one house. And I went down to the Citizens of Voice to ask her to give us a bit of help and all, and they said there was nothing out there for us as grandparents or anything like that. Because, as I said, yeah, we pay a mortgage, and with the, you know, the way the interest rates go up all the time, we haven't got a tracker mortgage. So every time the tracker mortgage comes down, ours goes up. Now, about 4 years ago, it was at around 940, but that's gone up nearly over 1,200 now. And it's getting hard, you know.
And you went down to Citizen Advice, and my two daughters were living in separate accommodation. They were getting some state help. They're now back in my house because the state help wasn't enough and they couldn't manage. Is there any state help I can get even? I don't want the same amount. What did they say to you?
They said there was nothing there for me at all. Said, okay. I might be eligible. Me and my wife might be eligible to get something on the medical card. And that was about it. You see, as I was saying to you with the tracker mortgage thing.
Come here, what's it like having your two daughters back in the house?
But don't get me wrong, it's great having them all around, like, you know, and the kids running around the place and all that. It's brilliant. But it's not for me, Joe. It's for themselves. They just need their own bit of space. They need their own little independence and, you know, that way.
And when you say when the rent went from 940 to 1260, that's a nearly a 33%.
That's correct. That would have been over nearly a five-year period. And what the landlord
It's over the 5 year period of the economic collapse.
Correct. And what started off when the forms were filled out, the landlord put down that the top end of the rent, we say it was 780, but in actual fact it was 900. So my daughter was already having to find money from her dole money to put to it. Now the landlord knew this. He knew what he was doing. And then of course as the years went on, the rent kept going up, kept going up. And I work for Dublin Corporation, and the wages ain't great. And with the mortgage keeps going up all the time, I just don't know what's going to happen for the future.
And you're saying the prospect is that your grandchildren are what age, by the way?
My grandchildren, 5, 2, and about, I think, 7 months.
And what age will the eldest be, the 5-year-old be, do you think, before they get the place of their own?
Well, she's 734. I mean, even the two-bedroom they offered, I don't think it'd be suitable for them, because they've probably grown up then, or a little bit bigger, like a girl and a boy. I don't know whether you can put them in the same room or not. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but I don't see it. I don't see one coming around for, say, the young fella's 6 or 7 birdies. Not the way it's going. Yeah. I mean, they're doing nothing to build houses in this country.
Well, were you not looking forward to the empty nest? And a bit
we had the empty nest, and we sort of got used to the empty nest.
I know, and then they landed.
And now the nest is full again.
Okay.
You know, but it is what it is, Joe. But I'm just highlighting this thing about us on prime time the other night about the housing and all. I mean, it really is a real struggle. And as far as I can make out, it's just not getting any better. Okay. I think it is. But They're not living in the real world.
Okay, that's John Rock in Marino in Dublin. 51551.